Today's Amud is Tainis Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Beis Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, by the word Tan Rabbanon. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, V'nesati Geshmeichem Be'itam, Kadosh Baruch Hu benches Klal Yisrael that He'll give us rain and Be'itam. So the Gemara darshins that it means Geshmei Bracha, so it means Loi Shikaira, it won't be too much rain, V'loi Tzemeya, it won't be too little rain, Ela Beinanis, it'll be the right amount of rain. So this is coming off the previous Gemara, which spoke about the idea when there's too much rain, is that something that you daven for in Eretz Yisrael? No. In Bavel, yes. So on that, the Gemara is bringing a Braisa, which tells us that the perfect amount of rain, that's included in the Bracha of Nesati, Geshmeichem Be'itam, it means not too much rain, not too little rain, Ela Beininus, it means the exact, the right amount of rain. She calls man shai geshama merubim mitashdish in es aretz, because when you have too much rain, so then that ruins the earth. Ve'ena moitzia peiros, it doesn't let it bring forth fruit, and therefore when the pasuk describes geshmei bracha, it must be talking about a medium amount of rain. Or davar acher, another pshat in the pasuk that be'itam, it's talking about geshmei bracha as it relates to coming down in the right time. Be'itam, in the right time. So what's the right time for rain? The right time for rain is on Tuesday nights, the night going into Wednesday. Halachically, it's the night of Wednesday, so it's the Leili Revi'ois. And on Friday nights, which Rashi explains that it's on these nights that the Gemara Psachim brings that there's some evil spirits that are around at night. And therefore, nobody's walking around outside at night. We don't want there to be rain when people are walking outside. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, it's not so comfortable, right? So therefore, that's what it means when the pasuk says, "O be Gishmei Bracha, O be Be'itam." It means that the rain will come on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights, which is the perfect time for it to rain because nobody's going to be outside. Shekem Atzinu b'mei Shimon ben Shatach, like we find in the times of Shimon ben Shatach. Sheyardu lahem geshamim b'leili Revi'ayis b'leili Shabbosayis. They had rain mamish on these two nights of the week, on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights, ad shenasu chitim keklayos, until it rained so much that the wheat became like the size of kidneys, v'sa'irim kegarine zesim, the barley seeds were like the size of olive pits, v'adashim kedinrei zahav, and the lentils were like the size of a dinar, a golden dinar, utzaru mehem, they wrapped some of these, the produce up, as a dugma l'dayres, as an example for the future generations, l'haydiya, to show them Kama chet goyrin. Look how much chet causes there to be a lack of in the tefuah, because they were serving Hashem in a powerful way during the times of Shimon ben Shatach. So they had this bracha of Geshem, and the Geshem produced fruits and produce and barleys and wheat and all these things that were tremendous. To show the future generations that if you don't have this, it's because the chet is being goyrin. It's because people's averus are causing that the oilam is niskalkalima. Like the Mesillas Yesharim brings that the world is being niskalka. Maybe it's a Gemara Chulin, really, but that the world is niskalka with the person who does the chet. And as the pasuk says, Avaneseichem hitu eila v'chataseichem manu atayv. It's your averis that are manu atayv mikem. They're the ones that hold back the good from you. It's because of a person's averis, and therefore they wrapped up some of these produce, some of these seeds as a simon, as so that the future generation should see it. V'chem atzinu b'mei hardus. We find a similar idea in the times of Hordas, when they were building the Binyan Hordas, Shayu Aiskim, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, they were building the Beis HaMikdash, the Binyan Hordas, Vayu Yarding Geshamim Belaila, and it rained at night, and Lamachar, and then during the day, Nashva Ruach, a wind came, Vinispazura Avim, and it blew away the clouds, Vizarka Achama, and the sun was shining, Vyatsu Ha'amu Malachtan, and everybody was able to go do their work. It only rained at night, so Vyadu Shemalach Shemayim b'dayim. And with that was like a simon, it was like a kiss from Shemayim that they knew that the malacha that they were doing, even though technically they were destroying some of the Beis HaMikdash, it was to rebuild it, to make it nicer, but now they knew that what they were doing was malacha Shemayim, who was being done l'shem Shemayim, and they had the haskama from Hashem, because they had mamish, the rain working out exactly on their team. So now says the Gemara Vayter, Ma'isa Sheshalchu L'Chani Amago. So we mentioned in the Mishnah the Ma'isa L'Chani Amago. The Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa, which says the whole Ma'isa over, the whole entire story all over again, and we're going to say a little bit more details now in this Braisa. So Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Pam Achas Yatza Raiv Adar V'lo Yardu Geshamim. Raiv of Adar was already came out. It was mostly through Adar, and it still hadn't rained. So Shalchu L'Chani Amago, they sent to that you should daven said it should rain. So Lamaisa he davened and it didn't rain. So what did he do? Ag uga, he drew a circle, and he stood inside of the circle, kederach sha'asa Chabakuk Hanavi, like Chabakuk the Navi did. Shenemar, as the pasuk says about Chabakuk, al mishmarti amoida v'siatzva al matzor, that I'm gonna stay over here exactly where I'm standing. I'm not moving from this place. So that's what Choni Amagel did. He drew the circle. He said, I'm not moving from the circle until it rains. Amar Lefanov, he says, Hashem, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Banecha Samu Paneim Alai, that your children, they put their hope in me. Shani Keben Bayis Lefanecha. The reason why they put their hope in me, and they asked me to daven for them, is because I'm like a Ben Bayis to you. I'm very close with you. And Nishbani B'Shimcha Gadol, I swear in your great name, She'eni Zaz Mikana Sheterachim Al Banecha, that I'm not going to move from here until you have mercy on your children. So interesting tefillah. He says, what's his tefillah? What's his kayach? Because Klal Yisrael put their faith in him. So you see, concept also over here, the concept of a rebbe, when the Am puts their faith in someone who's an Eved Hashem, who's a Ben Bayis in front of Hashem, so that itself has a kayach. The fact that the Am is putting their faith in the rebbe, so that itself has a kayach. And that's what Chayni Amagol, he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they put their faith in me because I'm a Ben Bayis, and therefore, he says, I'm making a shvuah that I'm not moving from here until you make it rain. And lemaisa, what happens? Says the Gemara, Ischilu Geshamim Minatfin. It started to drizzle. So Amru Loi Talmidav. So Choni Amagel's Talmidim, they say to him, Rebbe, Reinucha V'loi Namos. We want to see you. We don't want to die. This is not rain. It's going to sustain us. Kimedumen Anu. It seems to us, She'en Geshamim Yardin El Lahatir Shvuascha, that it's only raining in order so that Hashem should fulfill your Shvuah. Now you can move from the circle. And it's just that officially on paper, he fulfilled the Shvuah. So now that's why Hashem made it drizzle, but he's not actually trying to give us rain. So Amar, so Choni Amagel turns back to Hashem. He says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Lekach Shalti, this is not the type of rain I asked for. Ela Gishmei Bereishich Numares. I want there to be a lot of rain." Okay, you want a lot of rain? Yardu Bezaf. So Hashem made it rain. He made it rain very hard, very strong rains. Achikol Tipa Utipa Kimlay Pichavis. It was humongous raindrops. Each and every drop of rain was like a Mulay Pichavis. It was like the size that fills up the opening of a barrel. V'shiaru chachamim shein tipa p'chusa milug. That when they measured the drops of rain, so the chachamim, they were able to tell that there was no drop of rain that was smaller than a lug. Now, a lug is 6 beitzim, right? Askelav gudu, a lug is 6 beitzim. Even if we go like the shear of Rav Chaim Noah, the smaller shear, the Rav Chaim Noah, beitza, according to Rav Chaim Noah, is 57.6 milliliters. So if we do that times 6, it comes out a lug is 345.6 milliliters. That's larger than a classic plastic cup. And that's how, that was the small, no raindrop was smaller than that. That was the size of the raindrops that they had during this rain. So Amru Le Talmidav, so his Talmidim, they said to him, Rebbe, Reinucha, V'loi Namas, we want to see you, we don't want to die. This type of rain is going to kill us. Kemeduman Anu, it seems to us, that Hashem is making it rain right now because he wants to destroy the world. So Amar Lefanav, Choni Amagel, again he turns to Hashem and he says to him, Lekach Sha'alti, again, this is not what they asked for. Ela Gishmei Ratzayim Bracha Unedava. I want there to be good rain. Gishmei Ratzayim Bracha Unedava. So what happened? So Yardu Ketikna. You should have said so from the beginning, right? So then it started to rain normally. Ad Sha'alu, but then it wasn't stopping. So it kept raining. Ad Sha'alu Kola Am Lahar HaBayis. Until the whole Am had to go up to Har HaBayis, had to go very high up, Mibnei HaGeshamim, because it was raining so much, so to not get flooded out, they had to go onto the top of Har HaBayis. So Amru Lai, so they said to him, they said to Choni Amagel, They said, okay, you know, maspik, Rabbi, kashem shes palalta sheyardu, kachas palo v'yelchu, v'yelchu lahem. Just like you daven that it should rain, so now daven that the rain should go away. This is already getting too much. So amar lahem, so Chani Amango says to them, that kach mekublani, I have a mesorah for my rabbeim, she'ein mespalin al roiva toiva, that no, you don't daven for roiva toiva. Meaning if Hashem's giving you bracha, so you don't daven for that bracha to go away just because it's too much. Afal pikein lemaisa, what did Chani Amagel do? Have you, he said to them, have you li par hayda, bring me a par hayda, a par he wanted to do tshuva and vidway on the par, a par hayda, have you li par hayda, they brought him this par, samach, this was this mabes hamikdash, so samach shtei yadav olav, he was samach his two hands onto the par, va'amar lefanav, and he brought it as a carbon, and he says vidway, and he says to Hashem, ribono shel olam, amcha yisrael shayitzatam mimitzrayim, your nation that you took out of Mitzrayim, they are not able to withstand loy berayv taivav loy berayv paranais. Now if things are too good, and now if things are too bad, they need things to be mamish perfect. Ka'asta leim, you got angry at them. If you get angry at them, and yichaylin, they can't withstand that. They can't handle that when you're angry. Hishpata leim taivav, you give them a tremendous amounts of goodness, and yichaylin, it's too much for them. They can't handle that. Yiratzon Hashem, it should be your will. Mefanecha sheyifseku agashamim ve'revach ba'oil. That the rain should stop and there should be relaxation in the world. So it's very interesting. So Chani Amagel tells them, no, I'm not allowed to daven. You don't daven for too much good? Okay, now let's now go daven. What exactly just happened? Chani Amagel was in the middle of telling them that you don't daven for Raiva Taiva, and we had a few Gemaras like that already previously, that you don't daven for Raiva Taiva, and then all of a sudden over here, Chani Amagel, then he goes ahead, he takes the carbon, and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyifseku HaGeshamim. So I thought the Chassam Sofer is aimed on this. He says a teretz. I don't know if I fully understood exactly what he said, but yeah, it's a very very shvera braisa. Anyways, we'll go weiter. So miyad nashva ruach. So a wind came v'nispazru ha'avim, and it blew away the clouds v'zarcha achamam. And the sun began to shine. The yatzu am lasada, and everybody in they went out to the fields. The haviu lahem kameinu pitrius, and they saw that the fields produced all different types of mushrooms, and then they were very happy. So now after this whole ma'isa, shaluch leShimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach sent to Chani Amagel, and he said to him, Umali Chani ata gezrani alecha nidoy. If not for the fact that you were Chani Amagel, so I would put you in nidoy. Shilu shanim kishnei aliyahu. If the years would have been like the years of Elio, if we were now Bisman Elio, Shemaftechis Geshamim Biyadei Shel Elio, that the keys for the Geshem was in the hands of Elio, like Nimsa Shem Shemayim Mischal Al Yadcha, wouldn't you have just now caused a tremendous Chilul Hashem? Because what happened by this man of Elio? Elio Navi Davent, or really he made a Shvua, he told everyone that I have control over the rain, and I'm going to make sure that it doesn't rain. I swear it's not going to rain. So Elio Navi made a Shvua, it's not going to rain. And then if you would have Chani Amagel living at the same time, this whole story, if it would take place during those times, then what was Chani doing? Chani was sitting inside of the circle, and he was saying that I'm not moving from the circle until it does rain. So now these two shvuas would be conflicting with each other. One of them is going to have to budge. It would be a tremendous chil Hashem, and therefore Shimon ben Shatach tells Chani Amagel, what you did, if we would have been bizman el yo, could have led to a tremendous chil Hashem. So this is not proper. But what could I do to you? Which not agav is just an interesting taina. If we would have been bizman el yo, it would have worked out that this would have been the chil Hashem. Stam, you have a problem with the fact that he spoke sharply. That we understand. But because if he would have been Bizman Elio, so then it wouldn't have worked out nicely, because then the two Shvuas would have contradicted each other. It sounds like an interesting taina, but Al-Kapanim, that was Shimon ben Shatach's taina on Chani Amagel. And Lemaisa, therefore, he says, I would have put you in Nidoy, but what am I supposed to do with you, Chani? You sin in front of Hashem, you daven this tefillah, which wasn't Hagoin, it wasn't a proper tefillah, and Afal Pikein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to you, he does what you want, like a child who he sins to his father, and nonetheless the father does what the son requests. As an example, the son tells his father, he says, Abba, go and bathe me in hot water, wash me in cold water, I want different types of nuts, meaning, which was in those times, those were the candies, I want the lolly, I want the candy, peaches, pomegranates. Halavai, our kid should be asking us for those. knows, but the kid, he asked his father for all these things, but nice and like, and the father, even though the son didn't ask nicely, he didn't ask properly, but nice and like, the father just gives it to him. And about such a person, and about you, Shimon ben Shattach tells Chayni, about you, the Pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'imecha utagu l'adatecha, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does with you no matter what, whatever you want. And therefore, I can't put you in either way, because I see that l'maisa, Hashem listened to your tefillah. Now, Tan Rabbana, we learned in another braisa that Mash Shalchu b'nei Lishchas Hagazis l'Chayni Amagel. What did the Lishchas Hagazis send to Chayni Amagel after this l'maisa? Says the Gemara, they sent him as follows. They sent him, the Pasuk says, V'tigzaraymer v'yakumlach v'aldorachecha nagaor. So they darshin that V'tigzaraymer, they said that Ata gazarta milamata. V'tigzaraymer means you make a gzera down here. V'akadosh baruch hu mekayim amarecha milamala. V'yakumlach, V'tigzaraymer v'yakumlach means that you make a gzera down here. Tzadik gazer v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim. Hakadosh baruch hu milamala. He's mekayim the gzera that the tzaddik makes down here. Val derechecha nagaor, and on that which the pasuk then says, val derechecha nagaor, so what they were sending him was that door shahaya afel, the door that was dark, it was filled with darkness, he arta betfilascha, you were mayored, you shone light onto the door with your tefillah. And they sent him another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki ishpilu v'toymer geva," that dar shayeshafil, the dar that was low down, that a lot of averos, higbatoy b'tfilascha, you elevated them with your tefila. V'sachinayim yeshia, similar idea. Again, another pasuk. V'sachinayim yeshia. They sent to him that dar shasach ba'avayna, a dar that's bent over, it's very low down, and it's averos. Hayishata b'tfilascha, you were able to save it with your tefila. And then they sent him the pasuk. Yemalit Inaki dar inaki, that dar shalai hayanaki, the dar that was not clean, it had a verois, malatai bitfilascha, you were able to save it with your tefillah. And then finally, benimla pevor kapecha milatai b'masi adecha haber, that milatai b'masi adecha haberurim, that there was also that you were able to save the dar, b'masi adecha haberurim, with your maisem that are berurim, that are clean, you were able to save the dar. Now I'm Rabbi Yochanan on the topic of Chayni Amagel. So says Rabbi Yochanan that Kol Yamav Shalosei Tzadik, an entire lifetime of that Tzadik of Chayni Amagel, Hayu Mitztayer Al Mikra Zeh. He Al Mikra Zeh. He was Mitztayer on how to understand the following pasuk. It bothered him. It pained him. What's the pshat in the following pasuk? The pasuk says, we all know it. Shir Hamalos B'Shuv Hashem Es Shivasiyah Inayinu Kuchomim. It says Shir Hamalos. Now when Hashem returns the Klal Yisrael after the Galus, in between Bayis and Bayesheni, it will be Hayinu Kuchomim, it was just like a dream. Now we know that the Gullus that was between the first and second Beis HaMikdash lasted for 70 years. So now, and the Pasuk says, it will be like it was just like a dream. So Amar, so Chayni Amagel was bothered by the Pasuk. Mi'ika denayim shivin shnin b'chalmam. Is there a person that sleeps and has a dream for 70 years? 70 year Gullus is no dream. How could the Kadosh Baruch Hu say, how could the Pasuk say that the Gullus is going to be like a dream? 70 years is a dream? Who dreams for 70 years? Yayim Achad, one day, Hava'aza Ba'orcha, he was traveling on the road, Chayni Amagel was traveling on the road, and Chazia Luhu Gavra, the Havanata Charuba, and he saw someone that was planting a carob tree. So Amar Lay, so Chayni says to the man, Hay Ad Kama, Shnin Toyin, how many years does it take until the carob tree starts to produce fruit? So Amar Lay, so the man responds to Chayni, Ad Shivin Shnin, that it takes 70 years until the tree is able to produce some of the caribs. So Amar Lay, so Chayni Amagel says to the man, Pshitalach Dechayah Shivin Shnin, you're so confident that you're going to have, that you have another 70 years left, how many years do you think you got left in the tank? It's so pashit to you, you're going to make it 70 more years. So Amar Lay, so the man said back, actually not, but Hay Gavra Alma Becharuva Ashkachte, just like I found this world that it had carob trees, meaning there was other people that planted it for me. So therefore, kihechi de shasli li avasi shasli avasai, so shasli nami livrai. Just like my fathers planted the carob tree for me, so I want to plant it for my children. So in the chanami, I might not benefit from these caribs, but just like I found the world that my fathers had planted the carob tree for me, so I'm going to continue continue the tradition, I'm going to plant the tree, this way my kids could have carobs. So Yosef, Kakarach Rifta, Sochen Yamagol, he went, he sat down, and he started eating some bread, and Asale Shinta, and he was wiped, he was mamish, exhausted, he falls asleep, sleep started to overcome him, and Nim, he actually fell asleep, and Ahadrele Mishunisa, and there was a rock that went by him, and Ikasi Me'ena, and it concealed him from the eye. This rock that went by him, it hit him that nobody was able to see him, and because of that, nobody woke him up, and Venim Shivin Shnin, and he slept, he fell asleep for 70 years. Unbelievable. He fell asleep, no one was able to see him, nobody woke him up. Mamish on the side of the road, he parked his donkey, he parked his animal that he was riding, he has this conversation with this fellow, sits down to eat bread, boom, falls asleep for 70 years. Come when he got up after the 70 years, he sees someone that's picking carobs from this tree. So Amar Le, he says to the man, Atu Deshelte, are you the one that planted this tree? And Amar Le, so the man says back that no, Barbare Ana, I'm actually the grandson of the one who planted the tree. So Amar Le, so Chayni Amago said, Shema Mino, deny me Shivan Shnin. It must be I fell asleep for 70 years. The guy said it takes 70 years for the carob tree to start producing some of the carobs. I'm just waking up now. I see that the carob tree has some carobs. It must be. I mean, he didn't know. He didn't have a watch on him. He says, oh, it must be. I fell asleep for 70 years. He starts looking around, and Chazal Chamore, he sees his chamar, he sees his donkey, this Lidole Ramche, this donkey that he had parked right next to him, it had grandchildren already. So he saw that he fell asleep for 70 years. So Azal Abese, he goes to his house, and Amar Luhu, and he says to them, "Bray the Chayni Amago Mikayim, is Chayni Amago's son still alive?" Nobody there recognized that this was Chayni Amago. He asked them, "Is Chayni Amago's son around?" So Amrulay, so they tell him that no, Bray Lasa, his son already passed on. He doesn't have a son. But Barbara Isa, he has a grandson that's around. So Amar Lahu, he says to them, "Ano Chayni Amago, I am Chayni Amago." And this was in the town, in his own town, his own hometown. He says to them, "I'm Chayni Amago." So Lamaisa, they didn't believe him. They didn't believe that he was Chayni Amago. So Azul Beis HaMedrash, he goes to the Beis HaMedrash, and Shaminu L'Rabbanon, and he hears over the Rabbanon that they're telling over, the Ka'amri, they're saying that Nehiran Shmaitzin Kibishnei Chayni Amago, that wow, this was a good Seder that we just had in the Beis HaMedrash today. I feel like we have clarity today in the Sugya, like from the years of Chayni Amago, like from those years. The Chiyava Ayon LeBeis Medrasha, when Chayni Amago would go to the Beis HaMedrash, Kokushya Dehavlu L'Rabbanon, any question that the Rabbanan had in the sugya, have a mefarik luhu, he would answer it for them. And Amar luhu, so Chayni Amago hears them saying this, and so he says to them, guess what? Ananihu, I am Chayni Amago. L'maisa lo haminuhu, again, they didn't believe him that he's Chayni Amago. And as a result, they weren't mechabed him the way that he needed the with the kavod that he needed, even though he was Chayni Amago. Every person, as Rabbi Atasi, needs a certain amount of kavod, and they weren't mechabed him. So Chalish Daite, he felt very bad, very weak. By Rachme Umis, he davened, and he was nifter. And Amar Rava, Rava commented on the story, and he said, "Hainu Damri Enchi." This is what people mean when they say, "Ay Chavrusay Misusa." The person needs a chavrusa. A person needs a person. He needs someone. He needs friends that are going to be mechabed him for who he is. And if not, then he's going to die. Every person needs a certain amount of kavod in order to survive. Even Chayni Amago. Everyone needs a certain amount of kavod. Now, the Ben Yishchai points out that how do we know this story? How do we know this story that this is actually what happened? Nobody believed him that he was Chayni Amago. So all of a sudden, when Shas, we have it printed that Chayni Amago went to the Beis Medrash. How do we have the story? Nobody, it should say, some crazy man one time walked into the Beis Medrash. He said he was Chayni Amago. How do we have it printed in our Gemara that Chayni Amago came to the Beis Medrash and this whole story happened with Chayni Amago? So the Ben Yishchai says that what must have happened is that Eliyahu and Avi told them right when he was nifter, when Chayni Amago was nifter, so Eliyahu and Avi appeared to the Tamid Chachamim in that door, and he told them that no, that Taka was Chayni Amago, and the reason why Eliyahu and Avi came to them was that they should be mechabed him and give him a proper kfura, a kfura like that he deserved with the proper amount of kavod, and that's how Lamaisa, that's how the Ben Yishchai explains that's how Lamaisa, that's how we have the story printed in our Gemara.